another app for inventory, one for CRM. Oh, don't forget accounting. Wait, which login was that?
Or you could use Odoo, one fully integrated system that does it all without the hassle. Ditch the app overload. Get everything your business needs on one platform. Try Odoo free today at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Mark, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, nice, calm, easy Monday. No big news going on.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we were not, I would say we were a bit that it finally blew up in the debate. Not shocked because we all saw it, but that they couldn't cover it up. And I guess, Mark, when we saw Biden at the State of the Union and you felt that he was using Adderall or something else and screaming it all, you can't do that in a debate, though. There's no teleprompter. There's no cheering. You're asked a question. But, my God, it was below the level I thought. I thought he'd be able to cover it a little bit more.
Well, that's the problem. Without the teleprompter, you've got to do rapid response. You've got to listen to what the moderator is asking or the opponent is saying, formulate your answer, come up with your statistics, and try to make a coherent statement in under 2 minutes. And it proved to be too much for Joe Biden. And I think this is the thing that the American people should be most upset about. It wasn't that long ago, 2-3 weeks ago, we were being told that, Joe Biden's decline is a cheap fake. These videos are false. It's just a big right-wing conspiracy theory. And they've been saying that for a year. And yet we find out, just like the Hunter Biden laptop, a lie. Just like Russiagate, a lie. How many times do the Democrats and their mainstream media apparatus get away with lying to us before we finally just go, I'm done listening to you.
Yeah, but I think the media now, by and large, is on a surge after they pulled the wool over, tried to get him out of there. I've been in the camp, Mark. I got trucks of pizza bets here. They're loaded up that Biden will never make it to the finish line of the election. I don't see him going anywhere with Jill Biden and Hunter Biden and the rest egging him on. So deep down, your vast government experience communications, do you see Biden dropping out?
No, not in any way, shape, or form. Number one, he's wanted this job his entire life. This is the fourth time he's run for it. The last time was the fourth time he had run for it. Number two, obviously, when you have that power, you don't give it up. And I don't think there's any chance because, obviously, what's Hunter going to sell if Joe Biden's not in the White House? They got nothing left. But lastly, here's the actual real political calculus. Democrats are bleeding black voters. The most recent polling, New York Times, Siena, Fox News have Donald Trump getting about 25% of the black vote. That is triple the amount he got in 2016. It's primarily coming, not exclusively, but primarily coming from black men. If Joe Biden steps down and they don't nominate Kamala Harris, who, by the way, is even more unpopular than Joe Biden, if that's even possible, but it is. If they don't nominate her, black women, they may not vote for Trump. They may just stay home.
Exactly.
Because
exactly.
You disrespected the first woman black vice president. And if that happens, not only are you going to go down in spectacular defeat to the White House, which is looking more likely every day, But you're taking down the House, the Senate, governorships, Senate races. You cannot. They're already losing black support. They're losing Hispanic support because their policies are so bad. And if you add disrespect on top of that, you're looking at a complete wipeout, and they won't do it.
No, that's the way that I see it, too. I think everybody is not looking at the political reality of Kamala Harris. So she was in there as Identity Politics Squared. And if she were jumped over, that's her career right there. She knows that. Everybody knows it. And I think you're right, particularly black women, Mark, with her. And what would somebody like Clyburn do? Would he just genocide? I don't think they would go that easily.
Well, and even if you get Clyburn and some of the other in the black caucus to get on board and say, we're fine with it, there's still a level of disrespect there. I mean, people are already ignoring the elites. And hopefully more and more Democrats are seeing through the lies and the gaslighting because, you know, you can't afford your gas and grocery bills. The border is wide open. Women and girls are being raped and killed by illegal immigrants, so much for being the party of women. So you've been lied to over and over again. And then when you see this, well, am I either going to accept the lie one more time or am I maybe just going to sit on my hands and go, you know what, it's time that they feel the outcome, the wrath of what we feel, and so be it. And I think you get a lot of Democrats right now who are waking up to the reality of their policies stink.
Yeah, absolutely.
And people are hurting.
Now, Dr. Jill Biden is in our neck of the wood, not too far from me in Allentown, 2 o'clock today, First Lady, Congressional Hispanic Caucus. I don't know that she's the best surrogate, as much as I think Biden will stay, in that a lot of Americans are saying, wow, your wife is the one that should stop this.
Well, there's a lot of people who are saying that she's the only one that can stop this.
Yeah.
You know, if she tells him it's time to go, and that's why I think you have a lot of people out there questioning, you know, is this elder abuse? Could you imagine doing this to your husband or someone that you love and your family member and keep putting them out there when they're clearly not up to the job? I mean, that CBS poll come out yesterday. Three quarters of the American people, including a majority of Democrats, think Joe Biden doesn't have it mentally to be able to continue to do the job. That's devastating.
Yeah, let's talk about Mark Lotter with us. Mark, let's talk about today's decision, the immunity decision, Democrats trying to run against the Supreme Court again, even though, as I predicted and thought, it's pretty limited, but they're striking in big terms. We haven't gotten to particular metrics here. We don't like this lawfare. We don't want one administration going after another. We have impeachment as a mechanism. We want presidents to be able to make a decision without fear they're going to go to jail.
And that's what we should want.
Yeah.
And I think a couple of the really important points is, number one, it's in the ruling. It basically said the courts are not allowed to try to determine a president's motive in determining whether something is an official act or a non-official act. I mean, because look, you and I both know Joe Biden's amnesty order from a couple of weeks ago on the border, it was about politics. It was about the campaign. And even though it's probably likely illegal, you can't question his motive when determining whether someone should be criminally prosecuted. And I would argue you shouldn't try to criminally prosecute Joe for that horrible amnesty decision, which isn't going to work. But because even though it was political in motive, well, it was an official act. Well, where do you draw the line? And that's what the court was trying to determine. They also said you can't use presidential records or staff or those kinds of things to determine a president's motive. You need to basically be able to say he was acting in his official capacity or in a non-official capacity. So huge win for the president, for President Trump. But I would also say huge win for future presidents.
Absolutely. And you characterize it very well there, that they are really saying the presumption is very strongly going to be with the president in this manner, not making him a king. As long as it's an official act, this is what we want presidents to be able to do. And I think we'll get better at people wanting to run for president if they don't have a fear of constantly what we're seeing play out now. Mark, thank you. Thanks for the great work you do. Hope we talk again soon.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Too many tools, too much stress, and way too many bills.
Odoo replaces it all. One connected platform for every part of your business, so you can work faster, smarter, and for less. Odoo, the only software you'll ever need. Try it free today at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Is your old air conditioner running all the time but not cooling your home? Stop wasting energy and money. Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a complete AC cleaning and tune-up. And we'll include, absolutely free, a one-year, no-breakdown guarantee, all for just $89.95. That's right, we guarantee your AC will cool your home for an entire year or your money back. Call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.